Cool.
What's up, lady? This meeting is being recorded, and we are starting episode 60. Console boys are back. Me and the homie Mikey B.
Shout out to all my fellow video game freaks.
Freaks, what's poppin'? We're going to keep it another traditional episode real quick since what we've been playing has been kind of low these days. So what we've been playing,
I got nothing again, Josh.
Mikey B is still rolling the dice in the game of life, and he's killing it. So shout out to the homie Mikey B in the game of life.
This segment's a very kind of should be rebranded. Be like, what's Josh been playing this week?
Yeah, it's like, what have I been playing, and what have you been reading? So we're gonna just switch it up a little bit.
Very good.
But what I've been playing this week, you know, Call of Duty, the new update went up. It's live. It's full throttle these days. So, same old, battle pass it up, get new guns. They did introduce a nail gun, which is looks pretty awesome, man, but I haven't got it yet. So hopefully I'll unlock that soon and, you know, maybe get some clips with the nail gun. That's there. Again, Knockout City, man. There's just something about that game that just works. I don't know. There's no crazy campaign. It's just 3v3 dodgeball. And I talked about it last episode. Definitely still popping and like the crew's rolling. And last time the crew jumped on the sesh, you know, we were on a hot streak, man, a hot hand. So got to keep the ball rolling if you keep going. So, yeah, that's about it. I haven't really, you know, Octopath. I got a couple like battles in there, but that's about it. Like nothing insane. Oh, new game. MLB The Show.
Cool.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so remember you.
Awesome.
Yeah, on Instagram, you promoted it.
Yeah, I promoted that. It was on my personal
one.
Were you
worried at all that people at work were going to find out that you were playing MLB The Show during working hours?
No, I make sure.
Possibly.
I make sure not to follow anybody from work, so.
Good idea. Smart move, Josh. That's a pro tip right there. Pro tip for all young creatives out there, young creative workers or young people in general.
Yeah, if you're fully remote, here's two tips I got for you. If you're fully remote and you're trying to get, you know, be friendly with the coworkers and, you know, do your, this is a whole new take on the water cooler, you know what I mean? One, private, keep your page private. Don't need anybody just trying to hunt you down anyway. That should be like a number one for everybody. Number two, don't add your friends from work.
There you go.
Unless like, I don't know. You kind of have to play that game where like you got to see how like your coworkers are. Like, yeah, are you gonna snitch? Like, are you know, you gonna be that kind? So, but then again, maybe just don't do it. But I guess also too, Instagram has like a thing where like you can like set your stories to specific people. So like maybe you exclude work and be like, I'm out getting, you know, getting drinks at like noon for lunch. But back to the show, MLB The Show. What I loved about this game, because like I haven't played a baseball game in so long. So what the show is doing, it gives you a lot of options on how you want to play. So you can get super technical with like hitting and pitching. And like how your fielding is, like you can be like super technical with like your right joystick, like the skate moves is how you like you pitch, how you throw, how you bat. You can do all that. Or you can go to like the simple like Madden style for pitching where it's like you have to hit the thing where it's like beep, boop, like double click. Do you have that style for pitching? Or a very like pulse sensitive one where it's like you have to get the ring to be as close as possible to the baseball for like a really good pitch. And then batting has the same thing with like the right joystick. You can power swing with like down up or like, you know, you maneuver your way around the stick. Then there's that traditional like, you know, X is for power, A is for contact, and B is for like bunting or whatever. And then I think that's it for batting. Not 100% sure if there's another mode to adjust your play style. But that just goes to show you that you have so many options in that game to play. And it looks awesome, too. But so I got myself going with that. I mean, the Cubs are about to go into the World Series sooner or later. So one of the cool things, too, with that, man, is like when I played that, I don't know if this is a new thing or whatever with like cloud streaming games. I was able to play that on my laptop. So what happened was I went to like xbox.com/cloud or whatever, and I was able to log in and I was able to stream my Game Pass games onto my laptop. I didn't have to download anything. It was directly into the browser, which was really, really nice. The game played just as well as it did on, you know, the Xbox. So just like a minor lag, just because I couldn't figure out, like, my controller was being stupid. But definitely a game changer, man. Definitely a game changer. And like I said on Instagram, it's time to take the show on the road so I can go, you know, on vacation and do some work and maybe get a, you know, quick nine innings while I'm on the clock. So, but yeah, that's about it. I really enjoyed the show, man. So if you're on Xbox Game Pass, give it a shot. Give it a go. Definitely very excited to see how the mechanics and all that style of play has evolved in baseball games. So that's all I've been playing. You know, the vibes, you know. Let's jump into some news, Mikey B.
Yes. What news should we talk about? What's been going on in the video game world?
I wonder if anything massive happened in video games in the last, like, week or two. Like, I don't know, maybe, like, a convention or something. Or I don't know. It seemed kind of dull
last
week.
Maybe there was. Yeah. Let me go check IGN to see what's up. Oh, wow. There's this thing called E3. Interesting. Let's see what happened in this big E3. All right. As you know, E3 was last week, and it dropped a ton of news. Oddly enough, the only console that didn't drop a lot of news was PlayStation, because they do not have a conference. But if you're a fan of Xbox, Nintendo, and just general third-party games, there was plenty to look forward to now and in the future. And I am going to go to E3. Here's IGN was kindly enough to kind of give us all the biggest games. So as usual, I will roll through the list and we'll see if there's any reason to talk about these games or not. First one, ooh, controversial game, I say, depending on if you're gonna like this one, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
This looks awesome. It really does. It looks cool. But then again, I said that about the Avengers game too, and that just shit a ton of bricks. So I'm nervous, but they say it's like a single player game, so.
True, they do. Single player action adventure where you play a Star-Lord. So you're the man.
Which you gotta hopefully minimize like a lot of the errors they came up with in Avengers. So
true.
I'll try it out. I don't know if I'll buy it, but maybe if there's a demo.
Good point. Yeah, I'm excited about this one. It's coming out to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. It comes out in October 26th. And it's made by the people who made the Deus Ex games, which are very popular. So yeah, based on gameplay, it looks like a fun kind of third-person action-adventure game. So I will give it a go, depending on how, more gameplay trailers show the gameplay overall, and this if there's a demo. I really wish every game had a demo, honestly. That's my request for the future. Yeah. Why can't every game have a demo?
That's just like so important these days. I would have never said that like a couple years ago, but demos are clutch, man.
Very true.
Just to get like a quick taste, especially if we're going to start paying $100 for games, dude. Yeah, give me a demo. It's the least you can do. But the one thing that I do want to kind of hope for in this game is I wonder what the story is like. I hope it's not like the Marvel, like the studios one. And I hope it's like, you know, you branch out into bringing other characters in there, because that universe is massive. And you can really, you know, introduce new characters and maybe a new storyline, or maybe an old storyline that's, you know, updated into a video game. So,
yeah, based on what I've read about, they're taking the like image of Star-Lord definitely more towards the comic book, like how he looks in comic books versus how Chris Pratt looks, which I think is another big win. Because when Avengers came out, people were like, this kind of looks like all bootleg version of like Chris Pratt and like Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. and Scarlett Johansson. So I think it was very smart for them from the jump to clearly just say, hey, we're taking the inspiration of how Star-Lord and Ratchet and Groot and Drax, they all look, how they look from the comic book versus from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that was smart.
What
that
could be? No. Oh, go ahead.
No, which was smart because I think that kind of ruined Avengers from the jump, because then they had to go back and release a new trailer and say, hey, they don't look as bad as they did before. And that's just, you know, it was just a rough start for them. So this is smart for them just to avoid any of that controversy whatsoever and just say, hey, we're taking inspirations from the comic books.
Yeah, I think the Avengers play would have been a lot better if they released like a solo game first, mm-hmm. where it's like the Captain America game, and then you introduce the Avengers to kind of like ease your way into it.
True.
But what I think would be awesome, man, and I don't know what's in this game, but if there's like a DLC where you can kind of go the old man Star-Lord route and kind of do that, and kind of play yourself and Rocket at like the end of the world, you know,
mm-hmm.
that would be sick. That would count me in for that for sure. That'd be so dope. But obviously we can dream, you know, but that would be a really awesome take if you could do something like that for a video game.
Sure. On to the next one. This is a big one for Nintendo fans. This is probably the second biggest game announced for the Nintendo Switch this year, which is Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope. This is a sequel to the very popular Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle game, and this time they are going into space. They're also going to space, so they have more open locations. Also, there will be more fluid combat. It looks like they're kind of switching it up a little bit from kind of that, like, move three spaces, make an action, and then move another three spaces to a little bit more a free roaming ability to move around your character before you set your strategy in play. I know you're a big fan of this game. I know you're very excited about this game. So why are you so excited about this game, Josh?
But see, here's the thing. The excitement kind of died a little when it says I don't have enough, like, it's not like a six-step style, you know? Like, that's what I loved about the other game, where it's like you have to be kind of precise and, like, really map out your moves and, you know, I hope you could, like, toggle between the two. That would be really cool, like the traditional, like, six-step or whatever. But that free-roaming kind of... I'll still play it just because, you know, I liked the first one a lot. So what about you? Did any of, like, this trailer or anything really kind of maybe help you take a step until I'll try it? No? All right.
No, I did not. This game, this is, yeah, no.
Yeah, because we talked about that last time, and it's just like, will it, any of it
no.
help?
No, this game is just, you know, the balance between like Mario and the silliness of Rabbids is like, now it's just like too silly of like Rabbids, where I thought like there was a good balance of like traditional Mario with like, hey, kind of the Rabbids minion style, kind of like humor and style. But now yeah. I feel like they're just like going straight into like more of the Rabbids style. So I will take a hard pass on that. Uh-huh. I am going to skip down a bit because I'm going to a game where we actually could talk about versus games we cannot. Next is, I think this could be my most interesting game of show. It could be the game that gets me back into playing video games a bit more. And that was Metroid Dread. Metroid Dread was revealed. It's the new 2D Metroid game. It does feature 3D graphics from a 2D perspective. This game is coming out on October, and yeah, this game looks incredible to me. I love the art style. I think we talked offline, I like the ability that there is like this hunter that always is like constantly hunting you down and you can't kill it, so you have to find like creative ways to escape. And yeah, this game looks ideal to me. Yeah, this game looks perfect. I can't wait to play this one.
Yeah, I love that it's 2D. 2D it's kind of like sticking to that traditional style of Metroid, and not that a 3D, like a first person shooter wouldn't be cool or anything like that, but like this is gorgeous, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like after like the show, they did like gameplay and it looks very smooth, man. And this could be a lot of fun. To kind of update with that, like that thing you can't kill, you actually can kill it.
Oh, interesting.
But it's like dramatic, like there's like an orbital cannon you can get, but you know, do you really want to waste it on, you know, that, you know? But that constant idea that like you can't just shoot this and you have to maneuver around, which I would assume gets harder as you keep going. So
I would assume too.
Definitely a cop for sure. Like, I don't even have to think about it. Like, this one, like, I like this a lot to where I might actually pre-order this just to, you know, maybe get some cool little gadget or some shit.
There is an Amiibo. There is an Amiibo.
I like those, man. Like, dude, don't get me wrong. Like, there's a lot of, like, shit that Nintendo sells. Like, a lot of stuff that I don't need. You know what I mean?
True.
But those look dope. Those look fucking cool, man. And I didn't play the game before this, because I guess this is the part two to the last, excuse me, one of the last Metroid games.
True, Metroid Fusion for, I think, the GBA probably.
Yeah, so it's like they're going off of that, which they might re-release maybe, question mark, you know, because they...
That would be cool if they did that.
Could do some shit like that, so...
That'd be really cool. Well, that'd be really cool if the jump off that idea. As you know, there's the Nintendo Switch Online. There's the Super Nintendo Online. That'd be really cool if they do a GBA Advance Online. To coincide with this, to say, hey, you know, you want to play Metroid Fusion, you could play GBA Advance Online. And obviously GBA has a whole bunch of cool Pokemon games, which you probably played a bit of. They probably have some Zelda, some Mario. Yeah, so GBA Advance, that should be their next... cool if they want to have, you know, for the next, you know, big retro online suite, GBA Advance.
I was
take
thinking,
that hint, Nintendo, if you're listening.
If you're listening to the Gaming Console Podcast, episode 60, you got to really take notes. But no, I was thinking more of like the Link's Awakening approach.
Ah, that would be cool too.
To where, like, I mean, I obviously know nothing about game design, so like, this is like the dumbest thing I could possibly say on this podcast, but like, it's a similar format, you know what I mean? And like, you already have one game that's coming out in the style of that old one, you know, the 2D runner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they kind of branch off of that and remake the other one, you know? I don't know. Because like I said, I don't, no clue even where to start. Like, I don't know, man. But I figured, you know, you got the groundwork, and probably this game's going to be like already successful, man. Like, Metroid's been, you know, we've been hoping for this for a while now, and now that it's here, it's like they're going to see numbers, so I don't see why they can't, you know, either redo that one or give us a new game sooner than like waiting like 10 years or some shit. So
good point. Next up, we're hitting the Xbox portion of our, you know, E3. So if you're into Xbox, you know, this is your time to, you know, tune in and turn up. First off is Forza Horizon 5. This is coming out November 9th. This is an arcade-style racer taking place in Mexico. This is the largest, most diverse Horizon ever, they say. And yeah, it's a really pretty-looking game, showing off the power of the Series X. And because it's an arcade racer, it's the only reason I talk about it. I think this is the only genre of racing games me and you probably like to play.
Yeah, but we can kind of off that shit. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
you never got into any of those, you never got into any of the Forza Horizon game?
They always just come out like every time, like either a new console comes out or they have a new game every year. It's like Need for Speed.
Fair enough.
It's like
moving on. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
continue.
It's. I don't know. It'll die quick. But next up.
Next up is a game that I think we talked offline a little bit about this. This is Redfall, an open world 1-4 player. Zombies are gone, vampires are in. Vampire shooter from Arcade Studios. They made the incredible Dishonored and the very underrated Prey. And yeah, this is coming the summer of 2022. This is an exclusive to Xbox Series X and PC. And yeah, this is kind of, I kind of like the vibes. This reminded me of a movie called back in the day called Monster Squad. And yeah, I like it. I think this game looks fun.
Yeah, this looks awesome. Don't get me wrong, man. Like, I love the zombie approach, but like, they kind of changed the game with vampires.
Yeah, the vampire supernatural approach. I like it. It looks interesting.
Which is so nuts, too, man. Because like, I loved the Van Helsing game for the Xbox.
I don't remember that one.
That game was tight. Vampire hunters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But this looks awesome. Like, you're gonna hear more what the Xbox had to announce, but this was definitely one of them that was just like, we give you that little head nod that, damn, this is dope. So Xbox really is starting off pretty strong with this, man, because this looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. we're going to briefly dip back into Nintendo just to announce that Mario Party Superstars is coming out October 29th. This is what you're saying. This is a remastered version of the previous boards and minigames from the series. It is including at least 100 of its best minigames into one game. This was a really smart idea by Nintendo. I kind of wish they probably did this about 2, 3, 4 years ago when the Switch came out, and they did not. So Mario Party fans bought the game. Many people thought the game was trash. So they kind of come back with, hey, we know that game was trash, and we're going to give you the best stuff collection, which is a smart idea on Nintendo, but too bad they waited 4 years to come up with that idea on their own.
One, awesome. What I've been waiting for. Two, it's some old bullshit Nintendo making me pay for another game, which smart on your business side, but kind of dumb from my side. What the fuck am I going to do with that other Mario Party game? You know what I mean? Like, trash, But this is cool. I'm glad they, I obviously would have loved to see this as a DLC so you can just keep that whole train going with Mario Party, but a new game is not the end of the world, too. So this is going to be cool, man.
And the final game that I want to highlight is a game that all Xbox fans are super looking forward to play. And actually, based on seeing some of this trailer, I might be actually looking forward to playing this game. That is Halo Infinite. The trailer looked great. Even the single player trailer looked really cool. They had that scene where Master Chief is kind of only has one bullet, so it's kind of going through space. And it's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But I guess I like the idea of having an AI companion with him. That seems kind of interesting to me, because prior to my knowledge of Master Chief, this dude doesn't talk. It's just he runs and guns and blows off aliens. But they have kind of a storyline behind it. Have a storyline behind it where I guess he was supposed to erase his former AI, but that didn't happen for some reason. So it's they're trying to investigate that. And obviously there could be some more mystery to that. But beyond that, there wasn't. It's this good old classic, Halo, Superstar Adventure Saga. So yeah, so I thought I was looking forward to single player. And then I think it's really smart on them. I really wish more first person shooters did this, is to separate the single player to the multiplayer. Because for me, I probably just want to play the single player. I know for Josh, he probably just wants to play the multiplayer. Let's give the gamers a little bit of a deal. Be like, hey, you want to play the single player? It's only 6-8 hours, $40. You want to play the multiplayer? It's only gonna be $20, but we're gonna constantly reload with new maps and packs, and everyone's happy. But now it's your turn, Josh. I know this is a franchise you've been playing since you were knee high to a duck. So this. This is your time to shine and talk about why you're so excited about playing the Halo multiplayer, which, oh, I forgot to bear it. Halo multiplayer is free.
Yeah.
Which is huge. So even if I don't like multiplayer, at least you can give it a go and play with your friends. So that was a super move by Xbox. The floor is yours, Josh.
Knee high to a duck's great. That's tight. I never heard that before. Yeah, man. I like that idea of the campaign, but I think you could do that these days where you can kind of split the two and kind of go about it your own way. Dude, first of all, finally we see some more Halo. They didn't say when it was coming out though, right? Or they were kind of shooting for the holiday season.
Yeah, they said holidays of this year. You're right. No exact date, but holiday of this year,
which is usually around Thanksgiving or some shit. But finally, man, I'm just excited to play this. We have the power of the Xbox in a whole new Halo game. It could only be good. You know what I mean? Even the story aside, the AI gone haywire or some shit. Just to be back and be Master Chief is the Xbox go-to. You know what I mean? It's if you get to play a new Mario game, this is that. And I love, because they're probably going to do Call of Duty, Warzone style multiplayer, which I'm still here for. And it's great to see that, because, we all have a bunch of, maybe memories of the system link. And now we could have, more access to our friends jumping in lobbies and playing together. So this is just, I'm all for it, man. And, big ups to Xbox for kind of giving you a little more and a better taste of what Halo can actually be. Because that other trailer we got last year was like, it was cool, but it looked kind of Xbox One-ish. So it's like, I need you to step it up a little bit. But super hyped for this, man. I cannot wait to jump back into this game.
And that, like,
oh, my bad.
Oh, continue.
I was like, and the Halo campaigns usually are pretty good, man. Halo 1 and 2 were pretty solid. Like, there was nothing wrong with that. Man, he's back. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, hoping for a really good story, because they're usually pretty good. So
that's true. And that was my highlights for E3. Anything else I might have missed that you want to spotlight?
Oh, man, Xbox. First of all, Xbox killed it, I think, personally. Nintendo felt kind of short to me just because it just didn't announce what I wanted them to announce. But Xbox was Halo. Awesome. I like that they're kind of still, you know, not milking Sea of Thieves, but they're still adding content to, which is like they're putting Pirates of the Caribbean, which I think that should have happened a long time ago, but I feel like that Pirates of the Caribbean will bring in a whole new audience to the game, so, you know, and really use the Xbox for it. Starfield, I'm looking forward to that. I saw the trailer for it, and like they were talking about it. There's just something about that game that I'm really intrigued by. So hopefully this is going to be something cool to play, and that's obviously next year. What else? Let me just look into this little thing real quick. Don't really care about the Avatar game. Far Cry 6 was cool. Yeah, there wasn't really anything else that I was really excited about. We talked about Metroid. That was dope.
That was very good, yeah.
Breath of the Wild is like... Sure.
It's cool, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's like, all
just right. Like an open end release date of 2022 is like cool, but like,
yeah.
And it was like more of, it felt like a CG trailer, a lot of it, so it wasn't like actual gameplay of what it might be.
Yeah, you know, it's like,
So I think that's my biggest, yeah, I guess when I was looking at a lot of E3, like, if you weren't showing, like, actual gameplay, then, like, I felt that was, like, a big X on your game. Like, if you can't show me what the game actually looks like when I'm playing it, it's like, then I have to, you know, have to skip it.
Yeah, for real, like, and then they're milking, you know, Smash Bros. With putting Tekken in there, which is kind of dumb, which...
I forgot about that, yeah, good call.
Yeah, it's like, who still plays, you know, Smash Bros. But I'm trying to think. There was WarioWare, which looked cool.
Yes, kind of, the minigame collection. That could be all right.
I'm trying to skim through this real quick. There's one game in here that I thought was pretty cool.
Okay.
It was like that Monster Hunter one where it's like, it's not actually Monster Hunter, but it's like, it reminded me of Pokemon with like different monsters. The ones that can evolve together and like you're kind of, I'm skimming through the trailer because I forgot the name of it.
Okay.
But it looked really cool to me. And of course I can't like.
Well, this is as always a live podcast. So hold on for a bit as we try to find what we're actually trying to talk about.
Come on. Like, I'm trying to like fast forward like 10 seconds, you know.
Oh, try to get to the name of the game.
Yeah, man. But it's the one with the girl with, like, the blue hair, and she's running through the forest, and it's, like, turn-based style. I'm not going to find it right now.
Hopefully that's enough for you, the listening audience, to figure that one out on your own.
It's called Shin Megami Tensei.
Oh, Shin Megami. Oh, was that one during, like, the Nintendo one, where it was like,
yeah.
Oh, well, there's demons in the world and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Shin Megami Tensei V, which is a... Nintendo yes. Switch exclusive.
Yes, that looks.
Yes, I did. Now I remember that one. Yeah,
yeah, that's the one that I saw. That was like this. I could see myself playing this game. That's dope. Yeah, that's it, man. I can't think of anything else, and obviously, nothing really stuck that well. So, but Metroid was dope. Mario, I can get behind. And golf's next week, so
that's true.
That's where we're at, and huge week for games. So.
Very true. One of the funnest times of the year.
Yeah, man. I also kind of enjoyed that new Rainbow Six. It's like Rainbow Six Extraction. Yeah, that looks cool, man.
Yeah, like, that does feel up your alley, kind of like a squad-based shooter.
Yeah, anything that we can get the gang on, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, if anything, we'll talk about later, where, you know, we'll talk about what else we missed or some shit. But
if we missed it, we'll talk about it next week. That's very true.
Alrighty, and that's about it. I think I don't have anything else, and we're kind of.
I do not. It's time to.
So to wrap this up.
Yes, sir.
I've been joined this week with the homie Mikey B.
Enjoy those video games.
Console Boys are out. See ya.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.